So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. And I already have Will Smith attached to it.
Oh.
Yeah. And his son, Jaden.
Oh, okay.
Oh, come on, sir. Don't react like that. He's the best actor for the job.
Well, we haven't auditioned anyone.
Yeah, no, I know. But Will Smith assured me he's the next big thing in Hollywood.
Sounds like a pretty intense case of nepotism.
Well, I'm pretty sure their health insurance will cover that.
What?
I just think people love Will Smith movies, you know? And with Jaden there, it's like two Smiths for the price of one.
It will be nice to see that signature Will Smith charm on screen.
Well, actually, his character's whole thing is that he's stone-faced and has no emotion whatsoever.
Oh, kind of feels like that'll take away from the fun of a Will Smith movie.
Well, this way we really give Jaden a chance to shine.
Can Jaden shine?
I guess we'll find out, sir.
Okay.
Anyway, so this is gonna be the story of a super successful famous guy and his son, who's not as talented, but the whole family wants him to follow in his dad's footsteps.
Yeah, agreed, 100%.
No, sorry, that's the story of the movie. Oh, it is.
It is, sir.
It's a sci-fi movie called After Earth, and humans have left Earth to go live on another planet.
Okay.
And Will Smith is gonna play this guy called Cypher Rage.
Pretty sure I just unlocked that character in Mortal Kombat.
But then aliens are gonna drop these monsters called Ursas, and these things are specifically bred and designed to kill humans.
That's not good.
Yeah, but the thing is, these things are blind, but they can smell the pheromones that humans release when they're afraid.
They were specifically bred to kill humans, but the only sense they have is that they can smell fear. Can they smell blood?
No, just fear. So if you can manage to not be afraid, you're invisible to them. It's called ghosting.
Okay, but how do monsters move around in the environment without any senses?
I don't know,
but they also impale humans on trees as a way to make other humans feel fear.
How do they even know that the trees are there? Trees don't get afraid.
No idea, sir.
But anyway, Cypher Rage, he's very good at ghosting, so he's kind of a big deal.
Oh, so he could straight up walk around and shoot them all? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you'd think so, but for some reason in the future, they only use these cutlass blade weapons.
Seems like a gun would be a whole lot more effective.
Yeah, but then these monsters wouldn't even be a threat, really.
So why don't they?
So the movie can happen.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Anyway, so his kid, Katai, he wants to be like his dad, but he's just not as good, you know? He can't even ghost.
Okay.
And later they're gonna be on this ship and it's gonna end up crashing on Earth.
That's where I live.
Same here, sir.
So Cypher Rage and his son, they're the only ones who survived the crash out of the whole crew.
Wow, what are the odds of that?
Oh, I have no idea, sir. I've never been good at math, to be honest, or science, or writing.
Doing things is hard.
Yeah, so they both survive, but Cypher has two broken legs.
You need those to walk.
Exactly, you do. So now Katai, he has to find an emergency beacon in the tail of the ship, which is 100 kilometers away.
Okay, big journey.
But also, one of those monsters was in a cage on the ship, so that's probably running around free.
That's not good.
And so Cypher explains to his son that, you know, everything on Earth has evolved to kill humans.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, pretty scary, right?
When did that happen?
In the past 1,000 years, I guess.
Oh, pretty sure evolution takes longer than that.
Well, debatable.
Also, if humans left, how did things evolve to kill something that's not even there?
Oh, sir, I'm gonna need you to get all the way off my back about evolution, because this is the whole premise of the movie we're talking about. Oh, okay, let me get off of that thing.
Thank you, sir. So Katai takes off, but his dad, he's gonna be able to talk to him and see him the whole time.
Oh, that'll come in handy.
Yeah, so Katai is out there, and almost immediately, Cypher detects an enemy approaching on the radar.
Uh-oh.
And it turns out to be a baboon, so Cypher is like, you know, don't move at all.
Well, thank God he has his dad in his ear.
Yeah. So Katai throws a rock at the baboon.
What?
And then the radar lights up, and it turns out there are a bunch of baboons.
How come those didn't show up on the radar as they were approaching like the other one?
Unclear.
Oh, sudden baboons are tight.
Yeah, so Katai's gonna have to run super fast because the sudden baboons, they're pissed.
Very exciting.
And he's gonna get away, but then he's gonna get a parasite on him and he's gonna turn into Will Smith and Hitch, and then he's gonna have to inject stuff into his heart and he's gonna pass out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I mean, I guess that can happen too.
It will.
Well, okay then.
Oh, also, I forgot to mention that there's not enough oxygen on Earth, so Katai needs to use these little capsules to stay alive.
Oh, because like humans destroyed all the trees and stuff?
No, there are just a ton of trees. It's basically a jungle.
Don't trees produce oxygen?
I don't know. I guess they evolved to not produce a lot, so humans would die.
And what about the animals? They're okay with the lack of oxygen?
Yeah, they're fine with it, because they also evolved in the past 1,000 years.
I truly feel like that's not how evolution works.
Also, the temperature drops to below freezing every single night.
And all the animals, they're cool with that too?
Well, there are these hot spots that don't freeze every night, so you know, Katai has to make his way to one of those every night.
Well, won't those spots be crowded with wild animals?
Somehow, no, they won't be.
Well, okay then.
Oh, also, you know that thing where movies have like a single flashback, but they break it up into little tidbits and spread it out throughout the whole movie?
Oh, we're gonna have some flashback tidbits?
We're gonna have some flashback tidbits.
Wow.
Yeah, it turns out that Katai had a sister who was killed by a monster, but he was safe because he stayed inside a little glass terrarium thing.
Oh, so if they block off the fear pheromones, the monsters leave them alone?
That's right.
So do they make themselves like hazmat suits so the monsters can't detect them?
Oh, that would have been a good idea, but instead they make suits that turn baby blue when you're cold.
Oh, why would they have a suit do that?
Well, to let the person wearing it know when it's cold.
Cold lets you know when it's cold.
And so will this suit.
I guess
that's helpful.
Anyway, so at a certain point, Katai ends up breaking some of his oxygen capsules, and his dad finds out.
Oh, so what does he do?
Well, he's like, abort mission, son, come back to the ship.
But aren't they both gonna die if he doesn't get the beacon?
That's right, yeah.
So he's telling his son, never mind, come back and let's just, you know, straight up die?
That's right, yeah.
Interesting strategy.
But then Katai jumps off a frickin' cliff and gets picked up by a CGI bird.
Oh. Okay.
And then the bird tries to feed Katai to the baby birds, and then some big evil cats show up and Katai fights them, but all the baby birds, they die.
Sure, you know, those things may as well happen.
And then later, Katai is gonna be stuck out in the cold and the bird's gonna show up and keep him warm.
Oh, the bird protected him because he unsuccessfully protected the babies?
Yeah, maybe it makes sense for a bird to do that. Anyway, then the bird dies.
What? Why?
Well, because of the extreme cold.
Which it has not evolved to survive.
Now you're getting it, sir.
I'm not. Anyway, finally, Katai finds a beacon, but then he's gonna encounter one of those fear monsters.
Oh man, gonna be tough to battle a blind fear monster, I bet.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, pretty much out of nowhere, he decides to become completely emotionless, which is maybe a nice message for this movie, and you know, that works like magic.
Well, thank God the monsters have literally no other senses to go off of.
Yeah, things really worked out for the Rage family.
And so they both survive?
They do, and then they see some whales, because we mentioned Moby Dick a couple of times in the movie.
So what do you think?
Well, I mean, it sounds like he won't be doing much, but if Will Smith believes in this movie, I mean, I don't think it can fail.
Hey guys, Ryan here. Thanks for watching that pitch meeting. I hope you liked it. If you did, you know, press the like button and the subscribe button and leave a comment and all the YouTube standard things. Also, let me know if you have ideas for other movies I should do pitches for. As always, check back soon for a new video. Bye-bye.